This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 18th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. The annual Champions for Kids Razor Fest is April 26th at Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. This free family event begins at 10 a.m. and features games, autographs, live music, and giveaways. The U of A red and white football game begins at 1 p.m. More information available at championsforkids.org.
KUAF Night with the Naturals is Thursday at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together as the Nats host the Springfield Cardinals at 7.05 p.m. KUAF tickets are only available at 927-4063 or click the banner at KUAF.com to email an order. A portion of ticket sales will benefit your public radio station, KUAF 91.3 FM.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how the United States government and Native American tribes are cooperating on the management of some forest lands. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently attended the annual To Bridge a Gap conference in Northwest Arkansas. And we'll hear a pair of original songs from John Dooley before he takes the stage at Springfest on Dixon Street tomorrow.
First, the countdown to the May 20th primary elections in Arkansas is down to 31 days. The general election follows just over 5 months later. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down with some political observers to discuss what to expect as the 2014 elections grow closer. His roundtable included Alice Stewart, the host of a morning political talk show on commercial radio in Little Rock, and Michael Cook, a Democratic strategist and blogger. Scott Inman, a reporter and anchor for KATV and Roby's co-host for the program Talk Business and Politics, was also part of the conversation that began with discussion of the U.S. Senate race in Arkansas.
New polling in the U.S. Senate race this week from Talk Business and Hendricks College shows Pryor with a tiny lead over Tom Cotton. The Pryor folks obviously elated. Here's what the Cotton folks had to say. David Ray, spokesman for Tom Cotton campaign. We've always known this race would be strongly contested. Alice, you were in Washington, D.C. this past week. What is the buzz on that Senate race after this poll's come out?
Well, the buzz is I was at the Republican National Committee the other day and speaking with them. They're still extremely confident. Not overly confident, but extremely confident, given that in a race like this, when you have an incumbent senator with this kind of name ID, with this kind of legacy in the state of Arkansas, to still be in most polls, polling under 50%, that's not a good sign. And in Washington, D.C., and it's trickling down to Arkansas, people are frustrated with the Obama administration, Obamacare, the factual inaccuracies that come out of D.C., and Mark Pryor is a big part of that. And what they're seeing is that, well, your poll, great poll, still within the margin of error,
right.
But if you look at the average of all the polls we have in this race, Tom Cotton is ahead 1.5%, the Real Clear Politics average, and that is not a good sign for Senator Pryor. He should be dominating.
What are you seeing in the buzz?
Well, a couple things that come to mind. First of all, the Republicans, the Koch brothers and others have thrown about $6 million in negative TV ads against Mark Pryor, and yet the polling shows he's ahead. The Talk Business poll came out that showed he was ahead. Another poll that came out also showed that Mark Pryor's ahead. I think it shows two things. I think number one, the Republican message is just not working in Arkansas. I mean, and this is a state where President Obama has a 65% disapproval rating, but the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate can't even hit 45%. To me, that just shows he's a very weak candidate. I think Arkansans are coming to see that his politics are just too extreme, and Mark Pryor, you know, somebody we've known and respected and liked for many, many years, which is why he's leading in all the polls.
And I think one thing is, quickly, it's important to note the ads that have come out by various groups, they're just to shine a spotlight on Senator Pryor's record. If you want to call them negative ads, then you're saying that his record is negative. But they're just spotlighting
his
record.
Negative ads, however you want to do it. But the bottom line is they've spent $6 million against Mark Pryor, and they haven't budged an inch for Tom Cotton. This shouldn't be this way. This is a southern state where the President Obama is incredibly unpopular, and yet their nominee for the U.S. Senate is barely holding on. To me, that just shows he's just not making it. He's an incredibly overrated candidate.
One of the big numbers that jumped out at me in the polling this week was the undecided number. I thought it was kind of low,
8%.
So obviously, if this thing is a dead heat, there's not many ways it's going to swing one way or the other. And I'm so glad I thought of this question because you guys have spent a lot of time just now talking about the other guy.
Right.
I want you to tell me, how does Representative Cotton get those undecideds? And then your turn will be, how does Senator Pryor get those undecideds?
Sure.
And do it without mentioning the other guy.
Well, the key is, appealing to the undecided. It's generally the way it works. You're always going to have your solid base and their solid base, and you want to get the mushy middle is what candidates want to appeal to. And the key is for Congressman Cotton is to continue to do what he's doing, shining the spotlight on his good, solid conservative record, but also focusing on the fact that Senator Pryor voted for Obamacare. He's voted with Barack Obama 95% of the time. And not only that, he still thinks Obamacare is a good thing and said just the other day he would vote for it again. And we need to shine the spotlight on that. America does not like Obamacare. They don't like the overreach of the federal government. And Arkansas feels the same way.
You violated Scott's premise.
Yeah, Senator Pryor.
It's all right.
Well, I think for Senator Pryor, he has to continue emphasizing what he has been, that he's an independent voice for Arkansas, that he's always going to do what he believes is right for the people of the state. He has a strong record of fighting for everything from our seniors to their college students to the middle class. And I think if he keeps hitting points, those points home, that he's his own person. He's an Arkansas Democrat, not a national Democrat. I think he will continue to lead in the polls.
So are you saying then the message is not totally getting out yet? I mean, if you're saying he continue the same message, is there anything, if you're running that campaign, is there anything you drive home that he's not doing now?
No, I think he keeps doing what he's doing. I mean, look, he's leading. In a race, he should not be leading. You look at other Southern Democratic senators, the few that are left, they're behind. But yet, Senator Pryor is holding on, I think, because it's his own positive message, plus the extremism of Tom Cotton, the way he votes, that just, you know, this is the guy who voted against the Violence Against Women Act, the only Arkansas congressman to do that. How do you justify that to women voters?
Important thing, to stick with the facts. That was a duplication of services, and that was not an anti-woman bill.
A Republican congressman in Arkansas to vote against
it. Well, if you look at the facts of that, that's not against women. That is to cut down the duplication of funds.
So the other three congressmen are wrong?
It's to cut down the duplication of funds.
So the other three congressmen were wrong.
The point is, sticking with the facts here, and you wanted to make the point of Senator Pryor's record in the state of Arkansas, he's not ahead in the polls. He's ahead in one poll. That's a snap, one poll.
There's two polls that came out this week.
Or the other one is...
By opinion research, a very well-respected Arkansas-based polling firm that had him ahead, granted 10 points up, probably a little bit larger, but there's two polls that came out this week that shows Pryor is winning.
That poll right there, the opinion research poll, it overpolled Democrats by 12%, and that's a fact. And the fact is that they are 10 points ahead. This is the same polling firm that had Congressman Griffin ahead by 2 points right before his reelection, and he won by 16 points. So it's a Democrat skewed poll. But keep in mind, all these polls are fantastic. They're snapshots in time. Poll is good. But you have to look at the overall trend. You look at the average, and the average of the polls show that Congressman Cotton is ahead by 1.5% against an incumbent Democrat that should be far, far ahead. So the fact is, Congressman Cotton's ahead right now, and he's outpacing him in fundraising as well.
Okay, so we got 30 seconds left, so very quickly here. Alice first, then Michael. Safe to say 2014 is not setting up like 2010. It's not a Republican tidal wave year, is it?
It could still be, and who's to say that it's not going to be, given the way that things are going in Washington, D.C.? I expect it to be. I expect to see Congressman Cotton win. I expect to see a sweep in the constitutional offices. I see it to set up just like we did in 2010.
She says it's a tidal wave.
It's not. You know, you look back 4 years ago this time, Senator Blanche Lincoln was behind in every poll, and yet two polls that came out this week show Senator Pryor listening.
Roby Brock and Scott Inman, co-hosts of the KATV program Talk Business and Politics, talked with Michael Cook, the blogger behind Cook's Outlook and a Democratic strategist, and they also talked to Alice Stewart, the host of The Alice Stewart Show on commercial radio in Little Rock. Roby Brock is with our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More information at ArkansasStateChamber.com.